we all know what happened 94 years ago today, but I wonder if there's a cosmic irony that tomorrow marks the 445th anniversary of the baptism of the man who wrote these words. "You taught me language, and my profit on't is I know how to curse. The red plague rid you for learning me your language." Now, wishing a red plague on academics is just asking for pustules full of bad karma, but it's hard to resist after the Herald's latest effort to prove that there is nothing that can't be made even more silly with a touch of media exposure. Top New Zealand academics have claimed that while Leah Anzac Day celebrates a trans-Tasman teamwork after the landing at Anzac Cove in 1915, Australia's too often do not. "Anzac in Australia is commonly ack without the NZ," said Professor Philippa Main Smith. "We're often not mentioned in ceremonies, and indeed many Australians sadly seem to have no idea we were there at all." Professor Main Smith said New Zealand's contribution was probably poorly acknowledged, not only because of its small size, but because the Kiwis landed at Anzac Cove 3 hours after the Australians. "Being more inclusive in New Zealand would make the Anzac story, quote, all the more interesting, significant and relevant for nationals," the academic said. Main Smith does have a point, but perhaps we shouldn't be too surprised that Australians are, well, somewhat prone to the delusion that clenching their buttocks cause solar eclipses. And when you build a mythos of national identity around being slaughtered in what can most politely be called a squalid military misadventure, nobody should be too surprised when the parochialism gets a little thick. Not when we have so much in common. But Main Smith, being an academic, should try asking a random sample of New Zealanders what proportion of the dead and wounded at Gallipoli weren't Anzacs at all, and don't you dare sneak off and Google it either. Now, if you said 96%, or 324,000, gold star, and don't they all deserve a little better than a childish display of who did what and who's not being cool that's better suited to children in the backseat of a car on a dreary family drive? Now, Shakespeare had the right idea when he put these words in the mouth of doomed King Richard II. "For God's sake, let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings, how some have been deposed, some slain in war, some haunted by the ghosts they have deposed, some poisoned by their wives, some sleeping killed, all murdered. Cover your heads and mock not flesh and blood with solemn reverence. Throw away respect, tradition, form, and ceremonious duty, for you have but mistook me all this while. I live with bread like you, feel want, taste grief, need friends, subjected this, how can you say to me I am a king?"